Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Chukat, Song of the Well. If we look at the end of the Parshat, it speaks about some sort of song. Therefore it is said in the book of the wars of God. It talks about different rivers. And then it says they went to a certain well, and that's the well that God said to Moshe, gather the people and I'll give them water. And then Israel sang this song, Az Yashir Yisrael, the Shira Zot. What was the song? Ali Be'er Enula. They said, let the well come up. It was a Be'er Chafrua Sarim, one that the officers dug, Karu Nidivei Ha'am. Either the masses drew it or the special people dug it. After all, the lawgivers, they used the stylus which they engraved the laws. They used that with their staffs, with their canes. They dug the well. They dug the well with a cane. And then from there, they went to different places. So, what sort of song is this? I mean, we all know the song of the splitting of the sea, the Shirat HaYam, say it on Pesach. But what's this Shirat HaBe'er, a song of a well? What's going on? Why would they sing a song about a well? And which well was it? And what's going on? So I'd like to share with you a lot of different interpretations, and we'll come in to one that I think might be most significant in terms of what's this doing here in general in the book of Bamidbar. And throughout all of our lectures in Bamidbar, we try to understand the whole book of Bamidbar. Where does this fit in? So firstly, Chazal say a number of things. One idea is that this is about victory. Rav Meidan, Yaakov Meidan, supports this. He says wells and rivers were often part of a military strategy. Like take Devorah, where there was once a story in the Book of Kings where the enemy saw the sea and it had a certain tinge to it. It looked like blood and they all ran away. So perhaps there was some battle that took place and it was relevant to this, and therefore it's a song of battle because people sing songs of battle. That's where Rav Meidan says, the rabbis say that it was a different miracle, the battle, the enemy was going to attack us from the mountains as we passed through the valley. The two mountains hugged each other and they collapsed in sort of an earthquake and then reopened, and the blood was flowing through the river and they sang the song. Thank God it wasn't their blood, but the enemy. The Chazal also say, and the Or HaChaim talks about it, that it's all about Torah. The well represents water. Water represents Torah. They're singing the song, thanking God for the Torah. We thank God for the splitting of the sea. Here, after 40 years, the Jews finally thank God for the Torah. The question is, you know, whose well, which well is it? Is this the well of Miriam, the Be'er Shel Miriam, that went with the Jews throughout the desert? One of the commentators said, it says, Ali Be'er doesn't just mean to rise up, but to move along, that the well should come with them wherever they go. They thank God that wherever they went, they had the well of Miriam. Now, Miriam had already passed away, but they were thanking God for the well that she had. Is this the Be'er of Moshe? Is this the well where Moshe hit the rock? And after all, Yosef B'choshor says, it was carved out with the staff. What do you mean? Moshe hit the rock and the water came out and it became like a spring or a well. So therefore, this is a song thanking God for the water that Moshe provided. They complained before the water, and here they thank God after the water, which is a big change for the Jews. It's a sea change. Before, they always complained. Now the Jews are singing. Very interesting. The Ralbag points out that it's a great miracle, because to carve out a well or to dig with a mechokek, with a stylus that you use to carve, you know, the Ten Commandments or to carve the law, that's very difficult to do. How do you dig a well with a long metal stick with a pointy edge? You don't. But through a miracle, it did happen. The Barbanel says, this is amazing. This is a case where God gave us water and we didn't even ask for it. So this is not the well of Miriam. It's not the well of Moshe. It's a new well, says the Ibn Kaspi. And the Barbanel says, this well came without any request. The Jews didn't say, oh, we're starving, we're thirsty. No. God just gave us a gift. Beautiful thing. Didn't even ask us to pray. What a beautiful thing. Rav Yosef Rimon of Yeshivat HaRetzion lives lives in the Gush Etzion area. He says, you know what this was? It's a transition to the land of Israel. In the land of Israel, there won't be miracles like the splitting of the sea. The song of the splitting of the sea was for miracles that God did and we just stood back and watched. Here, the Jews dug it with their own shovels. It was a miracle in that Jews found water in the desert. It's a thanks to God for a natural miracle. You know, the winning the Six-Day War, it's a natural miracle. We used our own army and we won. It's a natural miracle, and we want to thank God for that too. It's a different type of miracle. It's a type of miracle we'll be looking forward to in the land of Israel, where we'll have to conquer lands with our own hands, and we'll thank God for the natural kinds of miracles. It's a different type of miracle. More broadly speaking, this represents the whole transition from this motley crew, the B'nai Israel, this family that was always fighting and always complaining, to a position in Parshat Chukat where the Jews became Yisrael. They became Israel. And the word Yisrael, as we explained in our class today, the word Yisrael is used over and over again, only in this section, because this was a highlight moment where the Jews became Yisrael. And they sang a song. At the sea, Moshe led the song. Here, the Jews take initiative. The Jews conquer. Yisrael are doing all kinds of things. They're vowing. Israel become a phenomenon. They become a nation, and they do stuff on their own, even without Moshe. And the whole mood is changing. Changing from one of complaining to one of singing. It's the opposite. It's a tikkun of the mitavim and the mitonanim. Those who complain. Here are people who didn't complain. Not only that, they praise God. They sing a song. It's a tikkun. It's a fixing of the old Korach story where he complained. Now here the Jews sing. It's a tikkun of the sin of Moshe where he hit the rock. He was so mad. The water came out of anger. Here, the water came out of song and out of God's love for the Jewish people. This water represents a sea change, pun intended. This song represents the Jews reaching a new level. Going back to the splitting of the sea, the Jews hadn't been at such a high level. The rabbis say the splitting of the sea, a person saw, even the simplest person saw what even the prophet Yechezkel had not seen. But over here, the Jews return to that level, the level of Shira. When a person reaches the level of Shira, they're a certain exalted state of their soul. That's the level the Jews reached at this point. That's what we have here. We have one of the highlights of the book where the Jews become a thankful people. And because of that, next week's Parsha, this week is folded into a double Parsha, Balak. Bilam cannot curse the Jews because they've reached this exalted state. They've become Balei Tshuva, people who have repented in this week's Parsha in Chukat, and the people who sing the song. When a person reaches the level of Shira, this level of high exalted song, that's the point at which God says that Bilam cannot bless the people, Ki Varuchu, because this truly is a blessed nation. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar with the Lemeth Congregation for our discussion of the Parsha and the holidays. Join us each week for our classes, Parsha, and how-to videos as well. Thank you very much.